Listen, my brothers, Bhakti here. This is Real Talk. June is Men's Health Month, a time to refocus on our health and well-being. Men can be stubborn. We often feel a need to be hard and invincible and neglect our health. As a result, many men have suffered or are suffering debilitating illnesses, and many have died premature deaths that could have been prevented if they had only taken common sense measures to take better care of their health. Over the past 10 years, I have lost more than 15 relatives and friends who died before age 60, half of them before age 50, all black men. I believe that some of them didn't have to die. See a doctor for a physical exam. Pay attention to symptoms. If a doctor has prescribed you medication, take it. Exercise. Maintain a healthy diet. Avoid drugs. Endeavor to maintain a positive outlook. And ask for support of family and friends during challenging times. Take care of yourself, not just for yourself, but for your family and friends who love you and for your community and the world that needs your energy and your gifts. You can't take care of your family and improve your community and make your mark on the world if you're sick or worse, if you're no longer around. You are not a machine. You are not invincible. Even if you feel great and have never been sick, you can get sick, and you can die. But do the right things, and you can live a long, healthy, and happy life, and contribute to the health, well-being, and happiness of those around you. Don't let it take a tragic wake-up call to make you more health conscious, because, truth be told, you might not survive it. So do all you can to prevent it. I love you, and want you to live, and to live well. This is a message in observance of Men's Health Month from 90.9 FM, Radio Baha'i.